Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
The turning point of Patrick's life, which also became the foundation of his ministry, was his capture by the barbarians of Ireland. It was a practice of these barbarians, or pirates as they were called, to travel to Britain's western shore and there capture people they would take back to Ireland and sell as slaves. Patrick was a member of the upper class in Britain. He was a Roman citizen, and his father was a landowner and a deacon in the Catholic Church. But yet Patrick, at the age of 16, was captured by these pirates and sold into slavery. So his job in Ireland under slavery was to tend sheep, a solitary life where he had lots of time to think about God and his utter helplessness as a slave. You might remember someone else that received this kind of training in solitude among the sheep, none other than King David. In the fields with his sheep, Patrick battled the elements, the rain, the snow, the ice, for 6 long years. The experience attuned him to the plight of the lowest in society and made him a champion of social justice. After 6 years, Patrick escaped. He traveled on foot, most likely at night, to avoid hostile barbarians. His accent would have betrayed him as a Roman Briton. He traveled 200 miles navigating strange bogs, forests, and rivers. And when he reached the ocean, a ship was ready to sail for Britain. After heated negotiation, the captain agreed to take him, probably in exchange for his labor on the journey.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website, GeorgeandLorraine.com.